The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and are not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. When you start something, do you finish it? That's what we're going to look at. Plus, we're going to examine God's generosity. That's good. And then sometimes driving in between two lanes is actually driving off the road.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey. So much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? And guess what? There's trivia, and there's money. Money, trivia, money, trivia, money, 972-445-0770. That's because Johnny Hill's hanging out with me. He comes, he brings bags of money. He pulls up in a big gold truck, pulls out big bags of money. Okay, it's not quite like that. Anyway, it's pretty simple. Any topic is open for conversation because it's not professional radio. It's just radio. Let's keep it there. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. Couple things to start with right off the bat. Had a chance to have a little text interaction with my good friend Clint at Mr.
Here I come. Restore. Yes, sir, when there is a wrong to right, he gets the situation well in hand.
Fire and smoke damage cleanup water. Do you ever have a problem with water, overflooding toilet, overflooding? That's just it's a disaster, isn't it?
It's a struggle.
It's a struggle. You look at it and you go, what is going on? This is not good. Any kind of wind problem or flood problem, anything like that, Mr. Restore is there for you. That's what you want. MrRestore.com. Did you get that? Now watch. MrRestore.com. They have free evaluations, advanced drying you know all that stuff. Thousands of people love them. What do you got to know? That's what you got to know. Anywhere around the Dallas, Denton area, Grapevine area, Fort Worth, Texas, anywhere in Texas. In fact, I hear they're expanding even beyond that, and they are wonderful. Clint's a great guy, and is closely connected to the Adaptive Training Foundation, which we support wholeheartedly. My wife and I personally now support them, as well as we think it's a fantastic mission to help people with 1, 2, 3, or 4 severed limbs find hope and a reason to push forward. And they don't do it in a light manner. It's a very forceful manner. And so you think you got troubles. How about that? How about going around and you only have 3 limbs? You only have 2 limbs. You only have 1. Or none. That's a struggle. So they support that, and we support them in that. That's all through MrRestore.com. Mr. Restore. Any kind of restoration service, get in touch with Clint. Let him know you heard it on the David Spoon Experience. Okay, let me check in with terrific Tierra. How are you?
I am good. How are you?
Doing great. Doing great, and thank you for asking, even though I set that up so you had to ask me.
I know.
Okay. Also, I got Johnny Hill here hanging out with me. What's going on, Johnny?
Not much, brother. Just excited to be here, and hello, listening audience.
So Johnny has the privilege every once in a while when we get together, spending a couple hours with me, and then he takes his ibuprofen. That's right after that. He's like, oh, boy. There's Dave. Something wrong with him.
That's not that bad.
But you know, but let's be honest. You're listening on the radio, so what does that say about your listeners? Today is there's two dates for this holiday. One of them is actually also today, and that's National Apple Pie Day. I mean, how do you not love that? If you don't, you don't like apple pie. What kind of pie do you like here?
Cherry, pecan.
Okay, pecan. I'm with you on that one. I'm a big pecan. Apple pie. You get the, you know, the big ice cream on it. I like it. All right. In 1770 on this day, by the way, future president then, John Adams, he wasn't quite president yet, in his opening comments for the defense, introduced the concept of presumption of innocence. So that's been going on for, 249 years.
Wow.
That's not short. Of course, Jesus actually mentioned this when he said, if I did something wrong, provide me the evidence of what I said wrong. Mm. Oh, I guess it's really like 2,000 years old. I know those Bible reading people. What do they know? A lot more. That's the whole point. And when it says God was sitting on the circle of the earth in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 22, that's about 1,700 years before people figured out the earth was round. God already told them. Like, oh, if I read my Bible, I guess I would have known that. Uh-huh. Now you're catching on. In 1948 on this day, though, the 7-inch 45 record was introduced by RCA. So I'm going to ask Tierra. I kind of know her answer. I'm not sure where Johnny's there, but did you ever play a 45 record?
I don't think I was even born around the time the 45.
You weren't. Johnny, did you ever play a 45?
Yes, I did.
All right. Now, this tells you everything you want to know about age.
Giving away the age.
If you played a 45, it's not that you're old, but it's not that you're young.
Right.
That's a nice way to say it. Okay? All right. I do want to say something, two things I want to bring up. I was going to read my intro on my bio, but I posted that on Facebook. So if you really want to see the bio intro, you can easily do that. But here's something I do want to tell you. There's a passage in Galatians. And in Galatians chapter 3, it talks about starting off in the spirit and then ending up in the flesh. You ever heard about that? This is the problem that the church was having, the people at the church of the Galatians at Galatia, because they were starting off in the Lord and it was going, yeah, yeah. And then what happens is inevitably, because of our brilliance in the flesh, we stop that process and decide our turn to help God do what God's been doing. Have you ever done that? And if you're saying no right now, I have another message for you. It's called Thou Shalt Not Bear False Witness. Anyway, so the idea is to understand that we can start in the spirit and end up in the flesh, and we want to do our best to walk by the Spirit of the Lord, because as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. And we have this desire not to try and take over for the Lord, though many of us do from time to time. And I will confess in my own life as a Christian for 41 years that I have at times just tried to completely take over for God. Like, I know how to handle. You got me to this point, Lord, but now it's my turn, which is not the way to go about this. And Paul was none too happy with the church and the people that were doing that. And I don't think the Lord really is pleased with us when we do that. Often we do it either out of desperation or fear or a lack of faith. So I want to just encourage you before we do anything else. If the Lord is doing something in your life, if he's working in you and you know he's working in you, and you're not two, you know. I mean, my grandchild who is two, who we're taking care of all the time, I can tell he doesn't get things because he thinks everything on television that's on television is like gold. He doesn't understand. But you're not like that. You get it. And God is working in your life. And he's doing things and working in you and making you look more like Jesus. Here's a big key in this. Don't try to take over for God. Those of you out there who are like me, where you feel like your need to take control of it because it's not going the way you think it should or the way you envision it, does not mean that God is not doing it. In Philippians chapter 1, verse 6, it says, being confident of this one thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it or will perform it unto the day of Christ. The Lord doesn't stop and then go, I'm tired. I've been playing with this model train long enough. I'm not playing with this no more. He's always working in you, on you, through you, to you, and for you. but don't try and take it over from him. He does great, even if it's not the way that you think it should be. All right, now I do want to double check with Johnny on one thing. Today is International Something Day. What is it?
Let's see. Today is Giving Tuesday.
Giving Tuesday. Are they giving Tuesdays away, or is this a you can say the idea is to give?
Well, it's a global generosity movement. They started it back in 2012.
Okay.
And it may not have started out as a Christian movement, but it's definitely an opportunity to further the kingdom of God.
There you go. I like that. And my wife and I have really hammered in our own lives to try to be better givers. We're really bad at giving. Okay? So we're doing a better job of being more diligent in our giving and in our giving. And then I'm going to encourage you, the audience, and you know we got a ministry here. It's a radio ministry. We're trying our best Amen. To move it forward, advance the kingdom of God, share. And I don't want to be that guy that goes, I'm looking for money. Look at my bow tie that spins on my forehead. And I've got a cane and a top hat. And I've got a little dance. And okay. If you think that the radio ministry that we're doing is good and it's worthwhile, awesome. Keep praying for us. Keep listening. If you don't like it, change the channel. You have that capacity. It is a button or it is a little knob. You can do it. And then for those that really like it and want to help us move forward in it, on our website, davidspoonmedia.com, is a give button. And we encourage you to do it because we want to keep it going.
Amen.
And I know I should be more apologetic for it, but right now I don't feel very apologetic for it because I am slammed to the max and all the stuff I'm dealing with. And in reality, Johnny's kind of been helping to remind me, look, the Lord's been good. He's been good to us, so you shouldn't be hesitant to ask people to help out. He's right. I don't like it because of all the guys in the last 40 or 50 years. And let me rephrase that. All the guys and the girls that got on stage and made all those weird promises about all that weird stuff. And if you give, you're going to be a trillionaire and all this stuff. And I can't stand that. And being Jewish, it really drives me crazy. So being a Hebrew Christian, it's like, it's like the worst thing ever. But then again, never talking about giving, that's bad too. Right? You should be supporting the house of God where you're getting fed first. And if there is any extra and you feel that a ministry like this is worthwhile, or any ministry, you should be giving. Because God loves a cheerful giver and he likes that right attitude. But stingy people do not impress God. Okay? If he was stingy, you wouldn't have gotten Jesus Christ as your sacrifice and your redemption. God didn't give you some, gave you the best.
Amen.
Right? I mean, that's fair to say.
Yes, he did, brother.
All right. I'm just making sure I haven't lost my mind entirely. Oh, okay, completely. What do we got? We got a minute, or we got 1 minute, 2 minutes left. So let me make sure that everybody gets what I'm saying. I don't want you to give if you can't. I do want you to pray, because mentioning us in prayer takes about 3 seconds. Okay. And Paul said in Romans 15:30, join in my struggle by praying for me. Okay, so that's a way you join in something. And if you can participate, great. If you can't, great. And we love you one way or another. And we wish that all of God's people were completely blessed in every possible capacity. Much rather that every one of God's people reflect Jesus Christ more and more to a way that honors and glorifies God. Much more that than anything else, right? That's fair enough, I think. All right, we're going to exit. We can exit. I got the permission from Tierra. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, Christian Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
Are you sitting there at home on your computer? Are you driving along in your car just listening to the radio? Is that app for this station working for you? Don't you wish you could reach people for your business? Introducing the Commercial Whammy. It slices, it dices, it cleans up dirty spots, lickety split, and makes julienne fries. And right now, for a tremendous discount, you can have a Commercial Whammy too. All you need to do is call KAAM or send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com, and bam! You have your own Commercial Whammy before you know it. Call now and you can get a second Commercial Whammy for half the price. That's right. Call now for your very own Commercial Whammy, 972-445-1700, or email davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Don't delay. Call today. Operators are standing by.
Why does Sally sell seashells by the seashore when anyone can pick them up on the beach for free? And what does she sell them for? I don't understand.
The David Spoon Experience. It's incredible, and it's never been done before. And you can be the first person in your neighborhood to win.
What is it?
It's a contest.
How do I play?
It's simple, and there's three ways to win. You can go to Facebook, type in David Spoon Media, and on any Facebook post, type in the word Jesus in the comment section, and it's free. You can also send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com and write the word Jesus in the subject line. Or you can go to YouTube and give a comment on any video, but you have to use the word Jesus. This is your chance to win, and it's free.
What do I win?
You can win 100 thank yous right on air. It's incredible. It's unbelievable, but it's only for a limited time. Enter now. Here's a taste. Thank you for listening to the David Spoon Experience.
The Christian faith is being attacked. 50 years ago, people would disagree with Christianity, but with a sense of respect. Those days are over. The rage, the flesh, the enemy, and the atmosphere of sin is growing and growing. Jesus said in Matthew 24, "The love of many will grow cold." And if it's not the end now, it's certainly a lot closer than it was yesterday. You may be from a Baptist background. David Spoon has that. You may have a Pentecostal background. He has that too. You may have a non-denominational background. Yep, he's got that as well. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience. Weekdays at 2 on God Country, Texas, 770 KAAM.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. If you want to go to livinginhisgrip.com, you can get some of that music for free. That's a good price right there. Also, I do want to let you know in regards to the website. Well, first of all, the email, davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. So that's our email. For those that don't know about email, there's email. And for those that don't know what email is, it's electronic mail. That's what it stands for. So email. Okay. davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Website, davidspoonmedia.com. Which also has davidspoon.com, which also has somethingelse.com. There's like five of them that go there. Facebook, David Spoon Media. YouTube, David Spoon Media. All that kind of stuff there is fun. Johnny has been hanging out, and as you know, he's been kind of co-hosting in a piece by piece. He's getting into that, and we're moving into that. And you think, well, why are you doing that? Okay, you want to know the answer? You want to know the real answer? Because we believe that's what the Lord told us. So we can not do that. Or we can do our best to do that, but by not doing that, I don't really want to, you know, put myself in a position of walking funny. So I'm for giving the Lord all the room he wants. Yeah. In lieu of that, he's not a man that does not bring gifts. In other words, he's going to be rewarding people for answering this trivia question that he's about to read. And remember, it's Men of God Moving. Men of God Moving on Facebook. What's the phone number for you guys?
We are 817-707-7672.
These are Men of God Moving. So when you're thinking of movers, you might be thinking, oh, it's an extremely elegant group of people that come in with all the gloves and they have scarves and they move stuff. Yeah. When I need stuff moved, I need somebody to like throw that thing and that big truck there. And if it doesn't break, I'll use it again. And if it does, it'll find its way to the dumpster. I need movers that are careful but are normal, not $1 trillion. That's what you got at Men of God Moving. By the way, Men of God Moving Facebook too, right?
Also,
if you go there. All right. All right, here we go. What is the trivia? We got a little prize going here. I think it's a $25 prize. If you have won in the last, week or two, okay, let's go 2 weeks. If you won in the last 2 weeks, then let somebody else win. That's just fair. Okay, what do you got for a trivia question? Rock and roll.
Let's go with this one. What is the longest chapter in the Bible?
Oh, the longest chapter in the Bible. Now, that's $25. That's not nothing. And I don't even have to say the phone number. Somebody's already calling. That's a good sign, right? So when she puts it on hold, I hit the button. Now, Tierra hasn't done this a ton, so we're going to work on this together and see if the person can come up with the longest in the Bible. Here we go. So, yes? Okay, here we go. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Oh, this is your friend Sam.
Hey, what's going on, brother? How are you?
Good.
It's great to hear your voice.
The answer is the longest chapter is Psalm 119.
That is correct, sir. You are a winner. Now, because Tierra's taken the info, we've had your information before, but she's going to have to grab it again because Wonder Julie is on like an extended time away until I think like Thursday, and Tierra's doing fantastic. So what we're going to do is in a second, we're going to put you on hold. She'll get your info, and the Man of God Moving People are going to send that to you. But let me just see.
Hey,
how are you doing?
David, why don't you bless somebody else with $25?
Okay, wow. You sure? I'll be glad to do that. You're such a good guy.
God bless you, brother.
You're such a good guy. You know the Lord's going to reward you for that.
All right. God bless.
All right. Thank you, my friend. Good job.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
God
thank
bless.
You, brother.
All right. See that? Answer the question. Want somebody else to do it. There you go. Boom. Ba-da-boom, ba-da-boom. Now we have to ask another question. So, good job, Seth. Seth's this guy. It's a heart of gold. In the Bible, it's the strength of many, but in this case, it's heart of gold. All right, well, give me another question. You're going to be able to go off the chart. We have a little chart, and he's going to pick from it. Now he's going to pick something else. What else you got?
Who replaced Judas as the 12th apostle?
All right, who replaced Judas as the 12th apostle? Somebody took his place. Who was it? 972-445-0770. 972-445-0770. Who was it? This is for the $25 that Sam would have gotten but has given it back. You are welcome to answer that question if you are able to. In the meantime, we want to talk to you about the don't quit prayer theory. You ready to talk about this?
Let's do it.
All right. I'm going to read it and give Johnny a chance to talk about it. Luke 11:5-8. He also said to them, suppose one of you has a friend and goes to him at midnight and says, friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread because a friend of mine on a journey has come to me and I don't have anything to offer him. Then he will answer from inside and say, don't bother me. My door is already locked and my children and I have gone to bed. I can't get up to give you anything. I tell you, even though he won't get up to give him anything because he's his friend, yet because of his persistence, he will get up and give him as much as he needs. This is called the don't quit theory. After we take the caller, I'm going to turn it over to Johnny. So hang on. Who am I talking to?
This is Margie Martinez.
Hi, Margie. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Okay, you ready? Here's that big question. I know you're going to do it. Go ahead and ask her the question, brother. Here it is.
Who replaced Judas as the 12th apostle?
Who replaced?
Matthias.
That is correct,
wow.
Ma'am. You are a winner.
Congratulations.
You are a winner. $25. Ding, ding, ding. Good job. So what we're going to do is we're going to have Tierra take your information, and then the people from Men of God Moving are going to send you either cashier's – I think it's a cashier's check, right? Is that what you guys do?
I believe it is.
And then you're going to send that, and you can spend it on anything or anybody you want in any capacity whatsoever, okay?
Oh, thank you so much. God bless you.
Bless you, too.
God
hang
bless
on
you,
and,
too.
And let Tierra get your info, okay? Good
okay,
job.
Thank you.
Good job today. All right. So now let's go back to the don't quit theory. I'm going to give Johnny a chance because I always talk. Don't quit theory. What do you think? What is that? What do we got going? We have to talk about this twice.
Well, we talked about it before, and we were talking about perseverance in prayer and not quitting. And that's a topic that a lot of Christians have. They have some debate about it, whether we should pray and stop because it shows faith or whether we should be persistent. But the key is to go to the scriptures. And here's what the Bible says. The Bible tells us in Matthew 7:7, and most of us are familiar with this verse. It says, ask and it shall be given to you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be open. But we're talking specifically about being persistent. So if we look at the New Living Translation, it says, keep on asking and you will receive. Keep on knocking and the door will be open. If we go to the Holmes Christian Standard Bible, again, it says, keep seeking. If we look at the International Standard Version, it also says keep asking. There's multiple places in the Word of God where we're told to persevere, to be persistent, and to continue to ask.
I think the big question for some people is, and this is where the theology, and I'm going to put Johnny kind of in the middle of it, but he'll be able to answer because I know. I think people who are praying and trying to stand in the faith or praying in a persistence manner, I don't think either one of those is offending God.
Absolutely
do you
not.
Think that it's offending God? It's like,
absolutely
well, I
not.
Prayed, now I'm going to stand in faith. I'm going to pray, I'm going to keep on praying. Do you think either one of those people is like, God's like going, well, I never. You know, it's like, do you think God's up there going, I'm just so angry that they're still praying or that they're praying and believing. Wow. I mean, do you think God's doing either one of those?
Well, interestingly enough, God knows our heart. So he knows what our intentions are. And if our intentions are true and we are truly continuing to seek God because we feel that that's what we're supposed to be doing, he honors our heart.
Yeah, I think what's happened is when you say I have to pray X amount of times or when you say I have to pray one time and then stop, I think it's formulating, putting the prayer into a formula system. And I think there's some things that you can pray about. Lift it up, believe, let it go, walk on, move on, you're done. And then I think there's a few other things that you got to pray and push through and be bulldog-ish and like, and then that's the way you go about that. What do you think?
Absolutely. Let me give you a really quick example.
Okay.
I had a friend of ours that was trying to get her younger son into a specific school,
uh-huh.
but he was zoned for the wrong area. And she prayed about it, and she was waiting and depending on God to come through miraculously. But in the meantime, she stopped praying, and she decided to act on her own. And that's going outside of the will of God. She decided to falsify his school documents.
Oh, that's not good.
And say that he lived in a zone, in a zip code that he didn't live in, when she should have just continued to pray.
Yeah.
That'd be a good example of just.
That's it. See, that's what you instead of praying last, she prayed first and then forgot about it. don't do that either. Boy, there's a lot of things you got to watch in this, isn't there? Good example, by the way. Excellent job on that. Good job. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Going to take a short break, then come back. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, here's something your insurance company doesn't want you to know. Some restoration companies have signed contracts with the insurance companies to get more business. At Mr. Restore, we don't participate in any insurance contracts because we believe they're a conflict of interest. Mr. Restore works for you and will always look out for your best interest. So, when you have fire, smoke, water, or flood damage, use the restoration company that's in your corner. Learn more at MrRestore.com.
Back to normal like you were before. If you have fire, water, damage, call Mr. Restore.
Every once in a while when I do the radio hosting, I have this wonderful opportunity to talk to people that influence the church, that are a blessing to the church. Today is no different. I am honored and blessed, by the way, to have the opportunity to talk with Pastor Robert Morris. He is the founding and lead pastor of Gateway Church. He's a best-selling author. He's written some excellent material, but he has a new book out, which has the greatest title ever, next to the Bible. The new book is called Take the Day Off. Please. That's all I ask for. The book is entitled Take the Day Off, Receiving God's Gift of Rest. Pastor Marshall, you're there with us.
I am, David, and it is so good to talk with you today.
I do want to let you know before we get going that I was actually introduced to you by somebody at your church about a year ago. I was at a place called Inogen. And somebody named Robert, who went to your church, he gave me your book, Beyond Blessed. And I had not actually had the chance to engage on any of your material yet. I read that. It was a really timely book, which was really cool.
Oh,
and then I was able to go and get your book on the Holy Spirit, which I thought was one of the best pneumatology books that I've read in a long time. So just to let you know, I really appreciate
that. Thank you. I came from a Baptist background. And so I have some friends that are Dallas Theological Seminary. I have some friends that are Church of Christ, and I have some friends that, you know, just come from all sorts of different backgrounds that are not, quote-unquote, Pentecostal Charismatic. And, again, that's not my background either. I went to Criswell right there in Dallas and East Texas Baptist College before that. But anyway, I've had so many guys tell me that they really appreciated that book on the Holy Spirit, and they may not even agree with everything in it, but they appreciated the sensitivity and the way I handled the person and the Holy Spirit. You know,
it was a great job. I mean, I was born and raised Jewish. I became a Christian. I have a Baptist and a Pentecostal ordination.
And Pentecostal.
Yeah, I'm a Baptist. I'm a Calminian, and I'm a manifold millennialist. So, anytime you want to sit there and talk about diversity, I'm there for you.
The David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. We're just having fun. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Hanging out with Johnny Hill. Something happens. I don't know. Just fun. We have a good time in the Lord. I really enjoyed our fellowship, by the way. Great job.
Likewise, brother.
DavidSpoonMedia@gmail.com. Website, DavidSpoonMedia.com. Facebook, David Spoon Media. YouTube, David Spoon Media. You can also reach us if you stand outside your front door and you go, "Hey, David," you have the opportunity to hear. Well, you won't really, and nothing will happen. All right. So before we do the next trivia question, we have another trivia question, and it's also worth, was this $25 or $20? What are we doing?
Let's do it,
$25. But we're going to wait on that. We're going to do a little bit more teaching first because I want to make sure that everybody understands that while there are three things that we do in the show, and I think people by now probably have figured out some of this. We try to encourage, and that's our first E. We kind of are strong in that, not in the context that we don't challenge people. We talk about sin. Look, if you're a sin head, we'll call it out. I mean, that's just the reality check. People have besetting sins. If you want to know what your besetting sin is, when I say the phrase besetting sin, which one do you think of? That's it. Okay, so that's how you do that. It's not even that hard. But the idea is that you have to deal with it. But then there, you know, where sin did abound, grace did much more abound, doth much more abound. And there's a great understanding that by God's mercy, by his forgiveness, by his strength, by his graciousness, we are able to keep going. He chose us in spite of us, not because we're super duper great and righteous and always perfect. So I think most people kind of get that. Encouraging, our number one point. The next point we get into is education. And then from an education point of view, what I would say is when we do the expository teaching, you're probably getting about 30 years of some of my material that goes into the Greek, goes into the thought, goes into different elements. When we do certain DDDs, devotional diamonds of the day, I'll tell you, I mean, there's 21 commentaries that say this. I'm just that weird guy that kind of checks those things out because I think they're fascinating. I love stuff like that. I got to tell you, one thing I came across, I'm doing my devotions and came across this element about Jesus being sacrificed. And, you know, it's really funny because it talks about his bones, you know, none of his bones would be broken. Well, the sacrifice that God received from the lambs were not supposed to have broken bones. This is like nobody thinks. It's like, really? That is so cool. I mean, because they don't even think about it. It's like, well, they're all connected. Really? I mean, who knew? So I like stuff like that, depending on how it comes about and, you know, some of the Deuteronomy connection stuff like that. We'll get into that. So that second thing is education. Then the third thing is where it's entertaining. And you think, well, why should it be entertaining? Because I get bored. Don't you get bored? I mean, you sit there, you watch a television show, and when the plot's really obvious, you're like going, oh, then this will happen here, and this will happen here, and la-di-da-di-da. It's like nothing new out of Hollywood. They haven't written an original script in 20 years. We just want to keep it going and talk and share and enjoy life. And if you are like me, you've gone to In-N-Out Burger. What? Don't get mad. And if you're like me, you've gone to Chick-fil-A. Notice all my things are foodies. And then, you know, if you're like Thanksgiving, you know that all the calories go in reverse. What? When? What? What's wrong with that? So we do that part too. Poor Johnny. He's just a little bit younger than me. He's in totally excellent shape. I am just a blob. But I'm God's blob, so it's okay. Luke chapter 11, verse 9 through 13 says this. So I say to you, keep asking. Remember, we were talking about this just prior. Keep asking. Keep searching. You'll find it. Keep knocking. The door will be open. For everyone who asks receives, and he who searches finds, and the one who knocks on the door will be open. What father among you, if his son asks for a fish, will give him a snake instead of a fish? Or if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him? Let's just talk about this, and then I'm going to turn over to Johnny in a second, but I want you to catch this. First and foremost, for those that think, well, man is basically good, and well, it's really funny because Jesus didn't say that. Thank you. He said, you then, who are evil. I mean, there's not a lot of room there. Okay? It's called sinful nature. Yes, you've visited it before, and you know all about it. So you know that we have moments where the Spirit of God comes upon us, and we do brilliant things. And if you're a Christian, you absolutely can function in that. But the best that man can do is a polluted sense of righteousness. It's just the best. Without the redemption of Christ, we're in big, big trouble. And when people go, well, we're all made in the likeness and image of God. Well, actually, if you go into Genesis, you'll find out that the likeness and image of God has to do with authority over the planet, like God has authority over the universe. But we'll deal with that another time. Let's deal with this. Which of you, if your two-year-old or three-year-old or four-year-old says, I'm really hungry, can I have a piece of bread? Which of you will give them something that will hurt them instead? None of us do that unless they're so twisted out by a demon, it's not funny. Well, if that's the case with us, who are evil, how much more should we anticipate receiving from the Father things that are gracious in the kingdom of God, things that are helpful? Lord, I really want to have more faith. More faith? I'm going to give you more faith. I'm going to take away this from you. I'm going to hurt you here. It's like, that's not what's going on. If you ask God to help you, then you ask God to help you. He's not going to be mean about it. Here's my whole premise. I'm going to let John respond to this. God is not a jerk. I don't know how to say it any different. God is not the Grinch, right? All the Grinch wanted to do was take things away from people. That's not God's intent. His intent is your best interests are in mind. What do you think about that? That sometimes we'll pray and maybe we think God's a tightwad.
Well, brother, oftentimes we get angry at God. And you and I talked about this earlier. Usually it circles around something that we've asked for and that we didn't get, or didn't get it in the timely manner that we expected to get it. Something that comes to mind right now is a young man came to me a few years ago while we were on a job and asked me about healing. And if pastors could heal people, you know, if they prayed over someone, did they get healed? Was that real? And God told me not to answer him at that time because he had an answer for him. And I didn't understand that, but I didn't. And I said, I'll get back with you on it. And a few weeks later, in front of me, he broke his leg. He broke his leg at the knee. And I had asked God to answer his question for him. And I had asked God to fill him with the Spirit. I knew this kid was seeking God. And I was disappointed that God didn't appear to answer the question as I expected him to. Instead, God appeared to allow him to break his leg. And so I was very angry with God. But at the same time, I was also fearful of God. So I felt like God was a Grinch. Tears came to my eyes. I didn't know how to respond, because how do you get mad at a holy God? When what do you say to a holy God? So God helped me out. He said, you say nothing. Be still in the presence of a mighty God. And so we sat there, and then God said, now go and do what I've called you to do and pray over that knee and command that it be healed. And that's exactly what I did. In the spirit, though, I took no part in this. I only did what God said do, and I can't even remember doing it. But when I said in the name of Jesus, God healed his leg.
That's powerful.
Amen, brother.
Does that make you think, look how gracious God is, and look what we kind of – what's the word I'm looking for? We kind of impute to God this character that we have to finagle from God when all along he's ready to answer with things that will create glory and the things that will produce faith. And when people are sitting there, and I know there's people listening to the audience right now and saying, no, just a minute, Dave. Hey, let me help you out with one, okay? In the Gospel of John, there was this guy that was born blind. And so they walk by the guy, and the what happened? The disciples are like, well, who sinned, this guy or his parents? Okay, first of all, that's assuming that the guy sinned in the womb. It's pretty good. I mean, was he doing the phone scam while he was in the womb? I mean, come on. It's that kind of thinking that people are like, okay, that's just weird, all right? And then the blame goes on the parents because something happened and this bad thing happened. You know, we are in a broken and fallen world that's redeemed by the Lord but has not been fully redeemed in the sense of that button has not been fully punched. And how do you know that? People still die. So that's how you know that, because death is the result of the law. And here's the real answer, Jesus said. Oh, no, it wasn't him or his parents. It's like, wait, what? No, it's got to be one or the other. That's how we see these things. Jesus goes, oh, this is to bring glory to God the Father. It's like,
amen.
Well, wait. No, well, wait. No, we don't like that answer. Tough. That's God's response. I do have something to say about it. The Lord does it the way he wants, when he wants, how he wants. And the fact that he even uses us to do things is the coolest thing ever. He doesn't – you think God's up there going, well, I really need everybody. It's like – he doesn't need you. He chooses to be with you. See, there's a big difference. We need God because without him, we don't breathe. Right? That's a big difference. On the flip side of that, right, if God decides I'm just – everything's done, you tell him no. That's my whole point. So I think it's a fantastic element that God does wonderful things in all of our lives, helps us on a regular basis do some of the coolest things, participate in the coolest things, see the coolest things, know him, to be connected to him. He does all that because he loves us. And he's not trying to withhold anything from us. The last thing God is he just needs to answer it his way for you and I to benefit the most. That's the problem. Because, well, you know, let's be honest. Oh, Lord, just give me the lotto ticket so I can have 10 of $100 million because I'll give you 90%. So, again, we've said this before. What you're really asking God to do is give you $10 million. So isn't that what you're really doing? In other words, let's bring it before the Lord. Trust he knows how to answer it. Believe he has our best interests in mind. Let me ask you this, and then you could just answer this between you and God. It's not my – I don't even have to answer. I'll just ask you this question. Has God ever failed you? Or have you failed to recognize God? That might be the real tweak. So what I would encourage everybody to do is think in the terms of what God demonstrates himself as. Generous, merciful, kind, and compassionate. I know we don't like the timing. Mary and Martha didn't like the timing, and they tried to guilt him. If you'd have been here, this wouldn't have happened. Well, that's sweet. But the reality check is that everything happens in the economy of God for purpose. And for plan. Remember, in the beginning, it's always a plan. It's always a purpose, no matter what. That's in lieu of his answers to your prayers as well. He knows how to do it better than us. He's God. I thought that was the whole point. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Going to take a short break, then come back. Don't go anywhere.
Moving is hard. It's a moment that everyone dreads. But wait, there's an answer. Jesus can help. And for the moving parts, Men of God Moving is there for you. Men of God Moving is a full-service Christian moving company that is locally owned and operated, serving the entire Dallas and Fort Worth area. Men of God Moving helps with homes, apartments, offices, long and short distance relocations, and so much more. They offer packing and unpacking services, loading and unloading, assembling and disassembling, plus many other helpful services. Tell them you heard it on the David Spoon Experience and receive a substantial discount. Substantial means a whole bunch. Call them at 817-707-7672 or go to their website, menofgodmoving.com. That's menofgodmoving.com. And check them out on Facebook. The Lord's Word says, serve wholeheartedly as if you were serving the Lord, not men. Ephesians 6:7. Allow Men of God Moving the privilege of serving you. And listen to Johnny Hill, the owner, often on the David Spoon Experience. To hear his testimony, reach out to Men of God Moving. Johnny's testimony will move you. God bless.
The David Spoon Experience.
So in this position, I have the opportunity to interview people and have so for the last 5 years from all across the range of Christianity, from authors and from actors and musicians. We are about to have an opportunity we've never had on this show. We actually have Lee Strobel on the phone with us. It was 19 years ago, I believe, this September 1st, where his book came out, The Case for Christ. If you're Jewish like I am and then became a Christian, that was when you went, oy vey. This book was a life changer for many, and now it's a movie. Lee, are you there on the phone with us?
I am, David. How you doing, my friend?
I am doing fantastic. Thrilled to have you on the show. It's
Thank you. My privilege.
I just got to start. I know they give you a list of questions just so you can know, Lee. I never use them. So
good for you.
It's like, come on. I want to tell you, we're brothers here in the Lord. Talk to me. First of all, you wrote this book, The Case for Christ. Let's first talk about the writing of the book, and then we'll talk about that connection to the movie. Why did you write this book?
Well, I didn't start out to do that. I mean, I was an atheist. My wife became a Christian. So in order to try to rescue her from this Christian cult, I decided to use my journalism training and legal training and disprove Christianity to show that the resurrection never really happened. Of course, I ended up coming to the opposite conclusion and ended up coming to faith. But I did this investigation for my own edification, for my own education, not because I wanted to write a book. And then it was actually later my wife said to me, hey, you ought to write a book about that. I said, really? She said, sure. So that's how the book came about.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770. Did I put that in front of you? Okay, 770, the Christian station here in Texas. If you want to reach us, davidspoonmedia@gmail.com, website davidspoonmedia.com. So some people know, and I'm giving you a quick update on my daughter there. They still need prayer. A lot of things going on there with little Easton Scott, and we're praying on a regular basis for their wellness. In the meantime, Ashley and Joshua, my son and daughter-in-law, Ashley and Joshua Spoon have been stepping up and helping out. Watch the kids are there right now. And then my wife's been doing a fantastic job, even though she was sick for 2 days. So that's kind of a bummer to try and be a grandparent, acting like a parent, and then be sick. Like, yikes. But she was able to give them a bath the other day and do certain things where she's feeling better. It's a good thing I didn't give the bath, not for any other reason that I would be playing, not cleaning them, and that's the problem right there. I don't know how much I've grown up. maybe a limited amount might be the truth. All right, we have another trivia question, and I don't even know what the trivia question is. You haven't told me yet, have you?
It's a secret.
Okay. It's another $25 gift. If you have received it before, then please let somebody else get it. Samson was so kind, giving graciously his gift back to somebody, and we were able to give that away, and that was very cool. So we want to do it again. I do not know what the question is. I'm going blind. We're doing this all together. Johnny is really hanging out with me, learning the ropes, becoming a radio guy.
It's like piece by piece. Poor guy.
Praise God.
Yeah, poor guy. I just want to say.
Anyway. Okay, what do we have for the trivia question, Johnny? Hey, that's perfect.
What do we have with the trivia question, Johnny? I like it. That's good.
Intro.
That's good. Okay, what do you got?
Okay, this one is about Abraham.
Uh-oh.
How old was Abraham when Isaac was born?
How old was Abraham when Isaac was born? I say $25. Now, look, the only thing we ask you is not to – you don't – it's not that you can't research it. We just don't want you to type into Google because – or to Bing or to Yahoo for those that are trying to sidestep me. Because we just want you to look in your Bible. It's in there. Look in your concordance. Look it up. You have 5 minutes to read the entire book of Genesis. Okay, well, that might not happen. But if you have an answer to that, you have that phone number. I'm giving it to you. 972, not that I need you, somebody's already calling. 972-445-0770. 972-445-0770. How old was Abraham when he had Isaac? Right? Wow, here we go. So, here we go. This is David. Who am I talking to? Wait, where'd they go? They're not there?
Yes.
Oh, there you are. Okay. Hello.
Thank you. I'm sorry.
That's right. Who am I talking to? Yep, you're live on the radio. Who am I talking to?
Jeff Dell.
Hi, Jeff. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Blessed to listen to your program.
Well, I thank you for that very much. Now, I'm feeling pretty good that you would know, because even before I gave out the phone number, you were on the phone. So I'm feeling confident that you're going to have this. I'm just telling you, just being honest. So talk to me. How old was our forefather in the faith, Abraham, when he had Isaac?
100 years old.
That is correct, sir. You are right and a winner. Good job. So obviously you probably knew that. I would just assume that that's something you knew. So here's something that I want to ask you. I've been doing this study. Do you remember how old Abraham was when God first made the promise for Isaac?
Oh boy.
That's a tough one. So don't. But when I tell you, you're going to go, oh my goodness. Because it's amazing. He was 75 when he made the promise. God made the promise. And 100 when Isaac came. So that's a 25-year wait between the promise and the fulfillment for an individual. And if you just think about it, if God gave you a promise and you're like, all right, Lord, and then you don't see it for 24 years, you might be going, hey. Hey, what happened?
Yes, he heard the voice of God telling him this.
He did hear the voice of God.
And he believed it.
That's right, and he stuck with it. Now, he did. They did try and do a little bit of circumventing when Sarah and him, maybe more Sarah than Abraham, got a little impatient.
The world caused him to worry.
Yeah, exactly. You know what? Excellent. That's an excellent way to say that. That's really, really, really insightful. Have you been listening to the show for a long time?
Yes, I have. I think maybe from the first day you were on.
Oh, my goodness. Do you have to take ibuprofen every afternoon? Or?
No. The Lord is my healer.
Oh, that is so good. Excellent job, my friend. So here's what I want you to do. So we got Tiara's going to get your information, and then Men of God Moving, they're going to send you a cashier's check for $25. Use it any way you want. Give it to anybody. Spend it on somebody. Use it for yourself. Use it in any capacity that's a blessing for yourself or for those around you. Okay?
Those around me will be it.
Ah, that's so nice of you. All right, hang on. Tiara's going to take your information. Thank you for calling in, brother.
God
appreciate
bless you,
it.
Brother.
Thank you.
Okay, take care. All right, so Tiara's going to get his information. It's just too tight. We only got like 5 minutes. I don't think we can pull off that. We were going to talk about neutrality, which I think we can talk about, but without using the text specifically that we had designed or that I had kind of come up with and then told Johnny this is what we're talking about. That's how we do the radio show, by the way. I look at the things. I go, this is what we're talking about. And then him and I meet, and I go, I want to talk about this. Get some thoughts on it. So in case you're thinking it's overly theological, it's not always like that. But there is a problem with people being neutral in the kingdom of God in the sense that they're Christians when it's convenient and not Christians or worldly when it's not convenient. Do you know what I'm talking about when I'm talking about that?
Absolutely.
Do you think that – and one of the things that I had mentioned, Jai, is I think sometimes there's too much of a separation. Like in A.W. Tozer's book, he talked about the fact that there shouldn't really be – and it's a devotional book, but it was good, some good insight about that there shouldn't really be a separation between the sacred and the secular. But we do that a lot, don't we? Like we split those out. And walk as two different people, don't we?
I had someone tell me, God has nothing to do with your business. This is business. And
really?
And that's personal.
Really?
Even though we were a ministry. So even in the case of a ministry, sometimes people, in this case, since we do secular work, we move people as a ministry, people would suggest to me that this is not connected with God in any way, that's personal. And that this is business.
What do they say when you say, well, the Holy Spirit lives in me? Just out of curiosity.
They have no answer for
that. Okay. Because you would think, well, the Holy Spirit lives in me, so therefore it's connect. The Holy Spirit's connected to me. I'm doing this. There's got to be a – I mean, that's just right. That's really – that's a real separation, right? I mean, that your business that you're doing before the Lord, right, trying to do it as a ministry, has nothing to do with God. That's weird. See, I take it, of course, to the other level. I think virtually everything has to do with God, except I don't believe that it's hugely important for you to pick the color of the car, right, using the Lord, because I think the Lord has given you plenty of opportunities and given you a brain and a heart and a desire, and you get to choose. He knows what you're going to pick. But I think one minister said it really well. I don't think God cares about the color because he's not driving it. That's a kind of a funny way to say it. So, but for me, I get that. In other words, you do have choice. It's not that God doesn't know, but he does give you freedom. So you can have, you know, chocolate chip ice cream. Or if you're my wife, you can have mint chocolate chip ice cream. And then if you're me, you can have anything but mint chocolate chip ice cream, because I don't like mint chocolate chip ice cream. So we don't buy ice cream together very often. So that's my take on that. What do you think?
That sounds good, brother.
You're overly spiritual, huh? I think the Lord gives you a lot of freedoms. He just knows every one of those freedoms you're ever going to use or choose. And when it comes to ice cream, I say, yay. That's all I'm going to give you on that one. Here's the deal. Don't separate yourself. There's a part of you that's secular. There's a part of you that's spiritual. You don't get to be the devil Monday through Saturday and then become an angel on Sunday. It doesn't work that way, right? Christianity is more than Sundays and Wednesday nights. You got to come to him every day. That Keith Green song, if you can't come to me every day, don't bother coming at all. Ooh, that's just brutal. Here's the encouragement. Stay and stand firm in the Lord daily. Praise and that 10-second clip that we're not going to – I'm not going to have – Tiara, you don't have that 10 – do you have that 10-second? The 10-second clip, kids counting to 10. This is how long it takes to start every day right. Ready? Lord, I present myself. Use me in Jesus' name. Amen. If you do that every day, you will have a extraordinarily excellent Christian walk. All right, folks. Good job, Johnny. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. 23-hour break. Then we'll come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
The views expressed on the preceding program were those of the speakers and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.